Welcome to Dear Warriors. My name is Amy Vega, and I am your host. I have worked in the plasma industry for over 20 years. Throughout my career, I was blessed to have worked with the most incredible employees and met the most amazing donors and recipients of plasma. This podcast was started to bring to light what had been in the shadows, the rare disease community. Join me on Dear Warriors, where we will share stories of warriors and so much more. Hey, everybody. It is Amy and Allie on Dear Warriors. How are you guys today? We are working on just chitter-chatting, the two of us. We kind of miss each other. We haven't talked in about a week. And Allie, welcome.
Hi, Amy. Oh, I'm so happy to be back online. Feels great to be in front of the mic.
I know. I love it. I want to do this every day. Hopefully when we get our studio, we'll be able to talk every day. I think it's important that, we just chat. I'm sure people are laying in their beds or just driving home from work and they just want to, not just random podcasts. We're a special podcast. We're from the rare disease community. And it's totally different than, these great podcasters that are out there and they do talk about work and politics and music and pop culture. That's not who we are. We are strictly for the rare disease community and their families and people who care about them. So I am super excited that eventually we will have this on an everyday basis. That'd be fun.
I agree. I totally agree. And as our channel grows and we reach a larger audience and we have more episodes under our belt, it'll be fun to watch us make that progress. And in the meantime, I've been brainstorming topics and things. And like I was saying to you earlier before we started tonight's episode, I have so many ideas swirling around in my mind. But I'm going to start getting some talking points down so I can have a proper episode with you talking about some really hot topics like a leaky gut. I want to talk to you about proper detoxification methods because I think that's one of the most important areas of interest for the community that we are appealing to on this channel.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that a lot of people don't know a whole lot about. And it can have such a tremendous impact on your symptoms. I would say of all things, my two favorite areas of discussion / importance in terms of being well enough to live would be food and detoxification. I mean, those two things are so critical when it comes to being well while battling invisible diseases, autoimmune diseases, anything having to do with the way your cells function and the way your immune system works. I would say, from my perspective, those two components are above and beyond the most important parts of the conversation, food and detoxification. It's critical. And it can change your symptoms from night to day if you get a good handle on those two tools. Mm-hmm. It's huge.
Is that what you, when you were learning your disease, right? You had to learn all these different diseases and things that were happening to you. Is that what ultimately was the icing on the cake? You had to detox your body, correct? Like you had to learn to detox.
Yes. So that's another thing. And I will mention it briefly in our chitter chatter, but that's something else that I'd like to expand on. So my body actually doesn't detox, so it makes it a little bit more difficult for me. I have a genetic SNP that prevents my body from being able to properly detox. And believe it or not, Amy, I swear we didn't go seeking this information, but one of the specialists that I saw, they throw all these big tests out at you. And when you're vulnerable and ill, and then whoever's there with you for support, hopefully you have someone at these appointments for support. My mom was there. you're vulnerable. And when they throw out all these big tests and they make it sound like those are the keys to finding out what's wrong and those are the keys to your wellness, at that point, sometimes, depending on how long you've been fighting, it's just easy to say, yeah, just tell me where to sign. I want Allie to get these tests done. You know, you're quick to say, yeah, you just tell me, you just show me where to initial off and we will get the test done for Alexandra. And one of them was genetic testing. And looking back, my mom would tell you that she didn't exactly intend on following through with that test request, but we did.
Right.
Because it just kind of caught us off guard. You know, we were desperately seeking help and we had sought out this, what's the word? He was not your traditional physician. And we had heard high remarks about this particular doctor. And so when he threw out a bunch of tests, we found ourselves signing off on it. You know, some of them we had consciously chosen to follow through. Some of them, I think we just got wrapped up in it because when you're without answers and your child is extremely ill, I think it's easy to fall victim to getting so many expensive tests done. Some of them I think are worthwhile and others are not. And I know I'm being recorded saying that, but I do feel not all tests are deemed equally valuable. I believe more in treating the patient with their symptoms because a lot of my tests growing up and even in recent adult years, they come back fine.
Right.
And so then you get denied certain treatment because your test results came back fine. And it's like, well, just because my test came back fine doesn't mean I'm okay. So that genetic SNP is something I would like to expand on because I think it's something that people are starting to talk about more, Amy, and I think it's something that people are starting to bring to the forefront. And it's being discussed now more than ever. I've seen it more on different blogs and different social media platforms. It's something that people are starting to recognize as a piece of their unwellness puzzle. And for me, when I found that out by unintentionally having genetic testing done, and I discovered that I have these genetic SNPs that prevents me from detoxing, it was the biggest aha moment ever. It was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, so that explains why I have to fight so much harder because my body can't get rid of trash. And so I'm just constantly swimming around in my own toxic trash, whether it's from killing off the Lyme bacteria or whatever other autoimmune poison is running through my veins, my body cannot get rid of it. And so when I found that out, I think that's probably one of the most productive bits of information I've received over this journey. As soon as I found that out, I thought, okay, so I have to work a little bit harder, which means I need to recognize that my body is deficient in that area.
That's crazy.
And so I have to be careful. Right? I mean, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, and that's crazy.
It just made me realize so many things. And I thought, oh, so that's why I experienced those symptoms. Okay. And that's why I'm feeling so shitty after doing, pardon my French, but it's like, oh, okay. So that's why I feel like death. And, you know, the next guy may not. And it's like, wait.
That's so funny that you said that. I was speaking to Megan a couple of weeks ago. I have a little boy that needs medication due to a totally different topic, right? Totally different than this. And she said, Amy, before putting him on a whole bunch of different types of medications that they give, you know, people with autism or things like that, and that's where we're at, correct? She said, there is a test, which is funny that you say this, there is a test that allows it's like a panel that allows the doctor to see what your body does with, like, how it absorbs, it doesn't absorb, what it does, what it needs, how it's, I guess, kind of what you said, like this panel of testing will tell the doctor if, I don't know, antibiotics is actually what you need, or if your body doesn't do well with antibiotics, or if your body doesn't do well with behavior medication, if it doesn't absorb it, if it just sits there in your system. Here you are feeding this kid a whole bunch of medication and it's not doing anything to it. It's so sad that people don't ask for this test. If you don't know, you don't ask for it. Doctors go with the routine test of blood work to check your cholesterols and all the extra levels, but they don't check of what your body absorbs and what it doesn't absorb. And that test is so important for every type of, not just rare disease, for look at what Megan had suggested for my son, who doesn't have a rare disease, but he does have a situation where I could be giving him, like we gave him this medication, and the one doctor on post was like, do you know what this medication is? And I'm like, doctor told me to give it to him. It's supposed to calm him down, blah, blah, blah. He's like, this is for blood pressure. This has nothing to do with his behavior. This is not helping him at all. And I'm like, what? So imagine.
Oh my God, Amy. Yes,
imagine.
This is what really, this very much irritates me. I will keep it appropriate as we do have lovely listeners. But I am, if you can catch my drift here, folks,
yes,
what I'm trying to say is this floors me. And for the number of specialists that I've seen over the years, I have to say I have been mostly disappointed with the care that I have received.
It's sad.
I will be recorded saying that. I do not have a problem openly admitting
they go
most
through,
of the care.
Yeah, they go through the book protocol. Take a blood test, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't have a fever, doesn't have this, doesn't that. Okay, well. And then they go through this book stuff, but they don't see outside, you know, and what you mentioned was could be so helpful to somebody who's right now going to a doctor. They're saying, you need this, you need this, you need this. And you feel like it's not working, but you got to give the medicine time. Well, you got to give the medicine time. And the whole entire time you couldn't even detox. How would we know that? How would we know that?
You wouldn't. And especially, you know, Amy, for a child too, that is a whole other conversation. And for doctors to not consider certain factors like that for a child, it's like, how can you be so narrow-minded? And then you're just willing to give a child XYZ medication and whatever. It's on the books. It's FDA
it worked
approved
for somebody
or whatever.
Else. Exactly.
That does not mean it'll work for your son. And that's the other thing. If there's anything overarching that I've learned over the years, time and time again, life has a way of reminding me of this, Amy. I'm positive you will agree, but every single person is different.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of us can have overlying symptoms. I have bonded quite deeply with, you know, listeners recently, not quite yet, but readers of my blog over the years and in my support groups and such, we can experience a lot of the same symptoms.
Right.
But if you keep peeling back the layers, it starts to become more like, oh my God, that's crazy because my body doesn't react that way to XYZ, but it's crazy that your body reacts that way.
Exactly.
And you just very quickly realize that you cannot assume that there's a universal treatment for every patient, even if they share the exact same diagnosis. That
Absolutely.
Does not mean that each patient will react the same way. That is such a hoax.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So I'm glad you brought that up because that is, we definitely need to expand on it. We definitely need to do this one episode, maybe invite somebody that has gone through it as well. I would love that. I did meet somebody through the internet the other day. It was a father. I think I spoke about it I think when we last spoke. This little boy is amazing. He's immune compromised. He actually goes and does like races and games. And he does it as, I think he calls himself, he does like these ninja warrior games up north.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, Amy, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
he calls himself something like the immune warrior or something. It's so cute. Well, his father is a pilot and he reached out to us and hopefully we'll get him on the show, him and his family. And his father does great things for the community, the rare disease community up north. And this little booger is like 10 years old and amazing. He started at 4 years old with discovering that he was immune compromised, and his family is fully engaged in reaching out and helping people and donating plasma. His whole family does it.
Wow.
And his father dedicates time to the Immune Deficiency Foundation and the
unbelievable
Odell Foundation or something.
Oh, I can't wait to meet this family.
Yes, a great family. And so they reached out to us. So hopefully we will have them on the show soon. I am excited. He actually will fix, like he works for aviation and he's like an engineer. And sometimes he actually does work. And
wow.
As part of payment, he requests the people that are going to pay him to just donate the entire thing to the Immune Deficiency Foundation. Now that is that's a powerful family.
Isn't that wow. Great? Okay. I would be honored to meet them.
Yeah, you would love that. Yeah. He was great. I did meet him on the phone this past week. Very excited. And he asked me, I asked him if his son can come on the show. You know, he's 10 years old, but of course we will have him and his family on the show. But I think it would be nice
absolutely.
To know what a
10-year-old
can be out there.
Oh my gosh, that would be unbelievably valuable to get that input. And just, it would just be interesting to see what he has to say.
You know, if that doesn't bring light to the younger generation, right, that are mm-hmm. going mm-hmm. through immune compromise situation where your family feels like the whole world is on your shoulders. We don't know where to go. You know, this is the place to go. Come write to us at mystory@yourwarriors.com. We have a lot of people that are engaged in this community that we can at least expand on giving you a number for an advocate program, looking for ways mm-hmm. to help. If there's family out there that are dealing with somebody in the rare disease community, not really dealing, I hate to use that word, but are caring for somebody in the rare disease community, please know that you can help them by just donating plasma. Donating plasma is what saves lives. I am, you know, join the movement. We are big on talking about great things that have happened between Allie and I. We have a great chemistry. We learn from each other. I've learned so much from Allie. Our friend Megan and Danae have also joined us, and we've learned so much from everybody that has joined the Dear Warriors movement. But we want to expand our family. We want to expand the movement for donating plasma. I don't belong to a plasma company. I am the generic. I did work for many, but I am the one person that could say I don't belong to the plasma company, but I do dedicate myself for the industry, for the recipients of plasma, for those donors that are out there. So if we haven't said it enough, we'll say it 1,000 times. We thank these amazing donors. You guys are the heroes. We thank the warriors that are out there invisible, just saying, hey, I'm here. You know what? We can see you, but come join us so that we can hear you. We just want to hear you. We want to hear your story. We want to use this platform to help people understand that it's okay. It's okay to feel pain. It's okay. It's okay. You're not alone. We're here. We're in this together. It's okay to feel unsure. Allie got you. If you're feeling unsure,
right.
Allie got you. Write to her.
That's right.
You
I
know?
Got you.
We have your back. We're in this together. And I think that's important. I think we can't stress it enough. I put it on my social media posts every single day. Please join the movement. Join the movement. Join the movement. Donate plasma. Save a life. And if you can't donate plasma, right? I can't. I have a heart condition. I can't donate plasma. but I can raise awareness. I will be that
That's right.
cheerleader. Exactly. Push, 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 push. You know, I can't donate plasma, but my husband could donate plasma. So guess what he does? He goes and donates plasma. You know, I have family members that would love to donate plasma. And they're like, oh, I can't donate. But you have a voice. You can't donate.
That's right.
You have a voice. So I think that's a strong message. A lot of people's like, well, I can't donate. I have diabetes. But you have a voice. You can push that. And that's the biggest and most important message that we can give on this show. And we will do it in every single, and we bore you, we're sorry, but we're going to say it over and over and over again. Join the movement, donate plasma.
And I mean, exactly, Amy, I couldn't have said it better myself, but to echo your message, you know, you can share your voice and you can bring it to someone else's attention in your network, whether it's your work network, your family network, your friends, your neighbors, your kids, friends, whoever the case may be.
Right.
You know, you don't know what you don't know, right? And that comes up. I've heard that statement a lot lately. I don't know if the universe is trying to tell me you don't know what you don't know. But so to say that here, you know, if people don't know, then they don't know. But if you're listening to us today talking about this,
right,
and you yourself know that you can't donate, but you're hearing about this and you want to be part of the movement, then you can spread the word.
Absolutely.
And somebody in your community might hear that and go, oh my gosh, maybe I can donate.
Absolutely.
And they can find out. And if they're eligible, then you just saved a life because you used your voice to spread the word. So while you might not feel directly involved, you were directly involved because you were the one who raised awareness and spread the word and made it possible for someone in your circle of friends to donate. And they wouldn't have done it without you sharing that knowledge. So
absolutely. I think it's very important.
Part of the movement.
Absolutely. And with COVID, we said it in the last show, COVID is a double-edged sword, right? We need plasma to prevent the rare disease community from getting themselves where their immune system is so low that they actually contract this infectious virus. But then we also need people that have got COVID to help with the antibodies to help people that are with COVID. So it's a double-edged sword here where it's plasma
it
and plasma. There's no other way to say it. Plasma is what heals the world. And if I was, you know, I took a shower. It's the best, my best time to think is in the shower. I don't know. It's the craziest thing. I don't know why, but I think of the best ideas in the shower.
It's the same for me, Amy, except when I'm taking a salt bath, that's for me. I can come up with Einstein level ideas. If I'm in the salt bath,
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna draw because I think we're at a time where the world is bleeding. I think everywhere. This year has been a rough year for everybody. It's an election year. On top of that, on top of the pandemic, it's an election year. I have literally lost friends, which is sad, depending on what party that I agree on or not agree on. Okay, that's pretty sad. How can you lose friends when you know the two people, whether it's Democratic or Republican, they'll never know your first name? They're never going to know you. So you're putting a friendship or a family, you're separating yourselves just because of a political belief, and that's so sad to me. I think.
I do too.
I mean, you know, I have people like that have cyber bullied me, which is the hardest thing. And it's like, before this year, you and I were the closest thing ever. And all of a sudden now you're cyber bullying me because of my strong beliefs or their beliefs or whatever, you know, and it's really sad. So the world is bleeding, but when you bleed, plasma heals you, right? If you cut yourself, what heals you is plasma. So I wanted to draw, this is the silliest thing, but I was taking a shower and I'm like, I'm going to draw a earth that's bleeding and I'm put plasma drops dropping out saying, heal the world, use plasma, because that's exactly what we need. Plasma is helping COVID people that have bleeding disorders, the rare disease community. Alpha One community, Von Willebrand's, hemophilia. I mean, I can go on and on and on and on and on. Plasma heals people. So whether we're, I mean, there's no other way to say it. We need plasma in this world. No. We need to heal.
Plasma.
Absolutely.
We need to heal.
Absolutely.
So people, you hear it straight from Amy. We need the plasma.
To heal
donate
the world.
Plasma. And if you can't donate, use your voice to invite someone else to donate on your behalf. If you're really interested in being part of this movement, tell someone that you know and love and say, hey, I can't donate, but maybe you can.
Yeah, definitely.
We need plasma.
We
need as much plasma as we can get.
Absolutely. We need that golden, what is that called? We need a gold rush, and it shouldn't be gold. It's the gold rush of plasma.
Yes, I totally agree. And I think the world is a happier place with abundant plasma.
Absolutely. So now you have a book to read, right? You have a quote to read from your book, right?
Yes. Yes. And so I think I found a good one. I feel like it applies to the role that you and I now have a chance to play being on this podcast. So here we go. It's short and sweet, but it's very applicable, especially for us. The best way to cheer yourself up is to try to cheer somebody else up, by Mark Twain.
That is so cute. But that's us. We try.
I mean, that's 100% us. Mm-hmm.
We try. I mean, I feel empowered every time I come off this. When I get off this podcast, I'm just excited. I'm happy. I'm empowered. I want to do more. I love to come on here and just talk. There's no rules. There's nothing. There's just conversing about what's real in this community. And, you know, some days we're going to be boring. Somebody's going to be like, oh, I'm going to shut off the show, whatever. But then there's going to be somebody out there that say, no, I got to listen to Amy and Allie. I have to.
That's right. Because, I mean, Amy, as soon as we come on here, it just feels right, you know? And I know I dropped some topic. I did drop some topic bombs. Yes, I said bombs, but topic bombs. So I'm talking about safe words here. But I did talk about some things that I'd like to expand on. So if any listeners heard me mention some things, or if you have a topic that you want us to cover, reach out to us and let us know. But you know, when I come on here and start talking with you, I think of things that I want to share, and I think of things that I want people to hear. And I think of things that would help our listeners, like detoxing and food. And another thing that I just thought about, I have this book. I'm going to put together a pile of some of my favorite wellness books. And one of them is called Your Body's Cry for Water. And it's all about the symptoms that one can experience when your body is chronically dehydrated, and how you can misinterpret some symptoms being caused by something else when really it's just at a cellular level, you're dehydrated, and it can cause a whole cascade of symptoms that you may not realize are being caused from a lack of water.
Oh yeah, that's great. I would love to expand on something like that. That's powerful. They say water is one of the biggest healers. So
it is. And for a lot of people in this community, the gut health is compromised. And having a leaky gut can basically greatly, horribly impact your absorption abilities. And, you know, if you don't absorb well, then you're probably not really absorbing your water very well. And if you have a leaky gut, it's not going to the right place. So you could be drinking a ton of water. And I mean, I've seen this happen to me, Amy. It happens to me, and I've seen it. And I would love to hear other listeners how they have experienced water, consuming water while battling a leaky gut. But, you know, it reroutes your pipes. And I can drink a ton of water, and it feels like it goes out into my arms and legs, and it doesn't even go into my cells.
Right.
It's just filling my body like the Michelin man. And I actually am not getting any of that healing water anywhere that I should be. It's just, it's outside the lanes. It's in the,
and you know, get, it's off puffy everywhere.
The shoulder.
Right?
Yes. And so, yes. And so that is, oh, I'm so excited. So that's something that I would absolutely like to expand on. And I would also like to talk about castor oil. I don't think I've ever talked to you about castor oil, but some of my family members tease me about this. And now I'm sharing something personal, listeners. I have a medium to serious obsession with castor oil. I will talk more about it in another episode, but castor oil, I believe, is a true secret healer. It's messy and it stains your clothes. However, it is one of the most potent treatments I've ever used. And I think the world should know about it. And I think some people do, but I think a lot of people do not. And it's for me,
funny. Back in the days, we used to use castor oil.
Oh my God, Amy.
Definitely old school.
It's the best. Okay. So yes, I would absolutely like to talk about castor oil. I'm obsessed. I have this huge vat of castor oil. I bought the biggest bottle that I could find, and I have my designated castor oil t-shirts, and I have, you know, my castor oil time. So anyway, so that's something else that you all will hear more about, because I think it is an underappreciated tool for the health of invisible warriors. It is something that people don't know about.
Definitely. I definitely am excited about that. I remember my grandmother giving us castor oil. I remember it was a thing back in the days. I think there's like black and white cartoons, black and white TV. You could see like one of the cartoons and you see castor oil and they're giving it to the kids and stuff. It's old school. But you know,
I'm an old school girl.
Old school comes to the new school. And then you realize going back, a lot of things that we used to do back in the days, we stopped doing because it's old school. And now we start using it, you know?
It's coming back.
It's all coming back. Oh, I'm excited to hear. I don't know if I could drink it, but.
No. So I will, that is not the secret that I have used it for. I use it on my skin.
Oh.
And then I have a set of junky t-shirts that I have no care for, and I use them while I slather. I put on a ton of the castor oil from, you know, my chest down to the edge of my torso. Okay, I will share this little secret. I can't wait any longer to share it, so I will share it today. So when I rub the castor oil on, I have this whole self-care, self-love, healing ritual. And so when I rub it on my torso, I think happy thoughts and I say nice things to my vessel as I'm rubbing it. It's like, okay, so I'm rubbing this healing castor oil and it's going to work its magic. And I love castor oil and it's working its magic right now. And with every bit of massaging, that just triggers all of the healing powers. And so I have this whole little, it's a couple minutes long. I just massage it long enough that I feel like my skin has warmed up a little and I've absorbed some of the oil. And then I put my junky t-shirt on and I put a heating pad over it. And I just, the whole time I'm hugging it and thinking super happy thoughts. And I'm thinking, just work your magic, castor oil. I know you're doing it. You're doing a great job. My body loves you. And I reinforce the healing powers of the oil. And I think all these happy thoughts. And sometimes I do it before bed. And then my heating pad has a self timer, so it'll shut off in a couple hours. But if I don't do it before bed, I'll just put on a movie or something and think happy thoughts. And I usually try to find a happy movie. There's a happy movie rule. If you're doing your castor oil session, you're not allowed to watch a sad movie. You're not allowed to watch a drama. It has to be, you know, comedy or romance, nothing sad. Cause you wanna, you know, I believe that when you're rubbing the castor oil, your body is listening. And so when I rub it, I am not kidding you, listeners and Amy, I say happy things and nice things about the oil and my tummy. And it's amazing. It is the most amazing thing. And I tell people this, and some people think I'm crazy, and that's cool, listeners. I am 100% okay with that. But I am telling you, if you try this, I want to hear if you guys experience the magic. But you got to follow the ritual, and you have to rub it on your skin and say, okay, work your healing magic. I love you, castor oil, and I hope you love my tummy too. And you gotta believe in it, and you gotta help your body walk that magic bridge. And if you can do that as a team with the oil, I promise you, castor oil will change your life, and you will write us and tell us that you went out and bought a 32-ounce gallon of castor oil, and I will expand my castor oil lovers across the nation.
Oh my God, you should patent that.
I'm telling you, Amy, that, and you have my camera's on and you can see me. So I mean this down to the pit of my soul. This is something that I have believed in for years, and for a long time, I thought maybe it's psychosomatic or whatever. Am I getting that right? Okay. And so then I thought, whatever, if it is, it works. And so I went a little while without it, and I wasn't doing as well. And I told my family, I said, oh my God, the only thing that I've changed about my routine is not doing castor oil. I must bring this magic back into my routine. And as soon as I did, I swear to you, the effects that it has on the inflammation, I truly believe they are legitimate, and I will stand on my word for as long as I live. Castor oil is magical, folks. Magical. So
my grandmother used to.
I will get more into the healing effects of it at a later time, but keep that in mind. I will be telling you about why you should love that sticky substance. It is unreal.
Definitely. Definitely looking forward. Do not record. You know, when we start doing this video, right? Which is next season. You know, it all depends on how you feel. But if you want to record yourself doing the whole ritual.
Well, so I thought about it. I thought, how can I really shine a light on this ritual? Because it's my family really teases me about this, but and you can see it in my expressions. I mean it, though. In order for you to get the full effects, I'm asking you all to take it full throttle. And when you go and buy your castor oil, you got to say healing, loving things when you're rubbing it, babe. You cannot just rub it and go, whatever. Allie's crazy. This is just a bottle of sticky stuff. No, you got to open that bottle and say, okay, so yeah, okay, happy tummy, happy gut, happy lymphatic system. I love this castor oil. I'm going to massage it in and ignite the magic with the heat of my hands and then the heating pad. It is a whole package that I've worked hard to figure out, and it is not as effective if you don't believe in it. You have to believe in it if you rub it in. You have to believe in it all the way through.
Well,
and I will turn this whole world into castor oil believers. And so if I wanted to illustrate that, I was thinking I could probably wear a bathing suit top.
Right.
And illustrate the massaging, because the other thing that I've realized is helpful if people are hearing me right now and they think, yeah, I know about castor oil and it stinks because it stains your clothes. Aha. However, I have found a workaround. And if you rub it and say the happy things around your torso, you can put plastic wrap around your tummy. That's what I do. And then I put a t-shirt on, and they also sell this castor oil pack. And you can, there are things that they sell that make it less messy. I like to put it directly on my skin because I massage my tummy and say healing things. It's not as easy to do that if I'm just throwing a castor oil pack on my tummy. It's not as healing. But right. The point is that I will turn you all into castor oil lovers if it's the last thing I do on the show.
Well, I guess when we start recording, guess what's going to happen? You're going to have to.
It is going to happen.
I'm excited. We are not just sharing stories on Dear Warriors. Our goal is to help change lives. And when you share this podcast, you are helping to change lives too. Listen to this podcast on your favorite streaming platform. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, and God bless.